The quota for Opelio crab could be slashed this year. The total allowable catch might be drastically lowered from 58.6 million pounds last season to as low as 16 million pounds. This is the recommendation of the Crab Plan Team, which advises the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game on setting the total allowable catches for the crab fisheries. Fisheries biologist and plan team member Forrest Bowers says that when they met last month, they discussed the health of the Opelio stocks. Snow crabs were declared overfished in 1999, and fisheries managers implemented a 10-year-long rebuilding plan. This is the eighth year.
Based on all of the projections up until this point, we had been on track to be rebuilt within 10 years. However, after the most recent survey and most recent fishery, the stock status, trajectory changed a little bit, and so that derailed us.
Brower says the only way to get back on track is to seriously limit the fishing. Looking at current survey data and model projections, the stocks are about 60 million pounds too low. But Brower says the level changes each year depend on the summer stock surveys, which are finished in August. That means the cuts may not be so drastic. This summer's data will help them determine the total allowable catch, which will be announced in October. It's unclear what will happen if the fishery is not considered rebuilt by 2010. NOAA lawyers are trying to clarify what the Magnuson-Stevens Act says. If the snow crab catch is drastically cut, Bauer says the fleet will probably be much smaller and fish a much shorter season. It would also seriously impact Unalaska's income from the fish landing tax. Last year, the total ex-vessel value for the fishery was about $80 million.